Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
God, we just thank the Lord for his presence tonight. We just praise God and give you all honor and glory and praise. and thank God for each and every one of you on tonight with us. And we just thank God for what he's about to do tonight. And we're looking forward to this experience and his presence. And we would definitely want to encourage you tonight to come hungry, come in the spirit of expectation, and expect God to move on our behalf. Amen. And as we get ready to go forth, we're going to go forth into our part two session tonight. But before we go any further, let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence tonight. Lord God, thank you for touching us in our hearts, oh God. Whatever matters upon our heart that may be so, Lord God, we thank you to give us clarity, give us your word, give us understanding, Lord, give us enlightenment, give us a light, Lord God, that will guide us, oh God. Thank you for your word. Your light, your word is lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. And I thank you, Lord God, for the direction that we shall receive tonight in the teaching even as well, even as you smile on the word. Thank you for a greater understanding in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now for you to, even as you continue to move tonight, Lord God, you know where everyone stands. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us clarity, giving us answer. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for your hand upon our lives, oh God. Thank you for your touch tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your presence, oh God. Let it dwell. Let us marinate your presence. Let us stand still and see your salvation. And so, Lord, thank you as you continue to lead us and guide us in all truth. Thank you as we stay connected to you, Lord God. Thank you for the answer. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for whatever it is we need right now, Lord, just that you will bring forth an answer. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for you, for your presence tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for even moving on our behalf, Lord God. Even those matters that may not look like in our favor, but it may look like a big question mark. But God, thank you for providing for us everything that we need to be successful in life. And you will live and move, we have our being. So thank you for everything that we need, Lord God. You will bring, you will give us all suffice. This is all sufficiency for you, Lord. So, Lord God, so we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for your touch, your hand, your moving, Lord God, and even as you move upon us, Lord God, as you're with us and abide, even as we abide in you, as you abide in us. Thank you for helping us to dwell in that place with you. Stand still, Lord God, even as we continue to learn, stand still, see your salvation. Thank you for helping us to be patient in our waiting, even in our process and our going through. Help us, Lord God, to dig deeper, to allow you to work stronger and move even more efficient in our lives. So, Lord, we surrender all tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give praise, glory, honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory to God. We thank the Lord for his presence, and we just once again bring greetings. We thank God for even all that he's doing in our lives, and we thank God for Eagles Wings International Ministries, but oh, even more so, we make a shift on last weekend. We're no longer Eagles of Flight, Blog Talk Hour, but we are every word. We are, this is the Every Word show, and so we thank God for every word that's going to come forth tonight that's going to be with precise and precision from his presence, as meaning, as substance. It will definitely touch, heal, separate, deliver, whatever which way that he chooses for it to be. And we thank God for him making it happen. Amen. He knows exactly where we are and what we're standing in need of, and that his word will come forth tonight. Amen. We've had some different challenges that come up today, and different things that come up, and, you know, I see where the enemy's tried to come and hinder things. But at the same time, we know that that's his job. You know, warfare, we should not be surprised about, because warfare is part of our war. It's a war that we're in, it's a battle, you know what I'm saying? Forces of good and evil, you know, every day in our choices that we make. So it's not going to necessarily be easy or capable. We know we always have to expect challenges. We just have to know that challenges will come. But don't be moved by the charges. Don't be so to where you want to give up and quit. Yes, charges will be hard, but we cannot throw the towel. Our sisters and different kind of charges on this day. I just stick with the day. I had to do something that I have not done before. I had to fix three little girls' hair today. My three of my daughters, I had to fix their hair today. And so here it is. The thing is, the challenge was, you know, because I've had a lot of things to do today, but the girls said need to be done. Well, I know that's not the thing I do. But the thing is, even with that, we have to be ready. We have to be willing. We have to go forth in everything that we do as unto the Lord. This is not a specialty area of mine. So I want to just touch bases on the fact that whatever we do, do it unto the Lord. I want to just use that as a scripture reference. But, and as the Lord leaves, we're going to kind of deal with that. But we have to have a paradigm shift. Look at our challenges from a different scope, a different position, a different alignment, a different perspective. Here it is. We see challenges going to come our way, and it's going to come. You know, and we can't do anything about it. It's going to rain on the just as well as the unjust. So we're all going to be challenged in some different ways. But this is the day. No challenge that comes to you caught God by surprise. God knows every challenge, everything that you're going to face. He already knows. Don't hit the panic button and worry and fret. There's no need to fret. No need to fret. God knows exactly what we need and also, too, when we need it. So if our thing is, are we going to trust him or trust in our own abilities? And so here it is. It was a thing of, if I trusted my own abilities, I wouldn't even first start. Doing here, girls here, I'm having some experience doing some things with barbering and stuff, you know, as far as my, dealing with barbering and stuff, but not like this, you know, as far as dealing with little girls. So anyway, so the challenge came, and I knew it was going to be a challenge. Not surprised there. But what I did was I just realized that, okay, one step at a time. One thing at a time. If I look at the whole, if I focus on the whole big picture, how I was looking as a big picture, I would have choked up and I would have quit. I was a little bit like, I can't do this. But I had to adjust. And this is where God has given us the ability to do all things through him. I had to, step back, put it out of myself and just relax. Go, you can do this. One step at a time. Now, the thing is this, we have to be realistic too and be fair to ourselves. It's not going to look like my wife's hairstyle doing what I'm doing with the girls here because I'm not my wife. Or even I consider this, I don't have the practice and time in that she has to do with the girls. So I can't expect mine to look like someone who's already seasoned doing this. I have to be realistic with myself. So that was half the battle right there because it's going to look different. It's not going to look quite as well fine-tuned and well-practiced because this is something I'm just kind of diving in because of the occasion. I'm having to face a situation. Well, it needs to be done. It may not have to be pretty perfect, but it needs to be done. So I didn't let it get to me. It was a few times. I had to stop, take a deep breath, and go head back in. I was persistent with it the whole afternoon, working on it. And for a while, it looked like it wasn't going anywhere. And then after a while, I had to kind of bring those small sections together and kind of comb it together and everything. Long story short, it all came out to be decent. I kind of remember some different things I've seen my wife do, and I began to do some of those things, and it kind of began to come together. I was like, okay, all right, this is not impossible. It's not going to look at first, but it's going to be decent. So, finished one, got to the other one. I started the other one earlier, but I left her and went to the other one. So, I came back and doubled back on her and pulled hers together. And I was okay. It was a little different, but it worked. It was neat. It was fixed. It was good. So I began to tackle on the babies, the little baby girls here. And, of course, she has bees and different stuff in it, so it's more time-consuming. So, in other words, we got through the first phase of loosening almost everything. So, you know, when I go back, I was just going to finish up the other part. I say all of that to say this. We cannot go through life getting frustrated every time a challenge comes our way. You are going to be challenged. We are going to be challenged. And every time we lose our head in the midst of a challenge, we give room to the enemy to frustrate us and to cause us to quit. So we have to make an adjustment in our heart and even in our mind and even also give ourselves grace. See, we're looking for people to give us grace, but we have to give ourselves grace. I know it wasn't going to look like when my wife does it. I know that. So I'll be crazy to expect it to look like that because I understand she has a way she do it and she's been doing it for a while. She well practiced in tune and the girls, you know, can't respond to that way. But me, for the first time doing it like this, I have to be open to change. I have to be open to the fact that, okay, it may not look pretty like how it would normally look, but it can look decent, it can look good, and it can look like I gave my best for what I had to work with. Do everything as unto the Lord. Even though I had no prior skills, really prior, really successfully doing that, but I gave my best to God that I can give. I'm going to give him an open, wholehearted effort. I was not going to be moved by this thing. I was not going to let it defeat me. There's some things right now some of you are facing. And the thing is, you have to adjust. You have to shift. If you don't shift, you're going to shipwreck. If you don't shift, you're going to choke. You know, because we try to do what we're familiar with, but at the same time, we're going to face some things that we're not familiar with. And you can't just keep doing just the same old thing or trying to do something that you've done with a prior thing. We have to adjust for every occasion. We have to bring the balance. You know, if something comes to you, is out of whack, out of balance, but we have to bring some balance to it before we really get to start working on it and doing it. Sometimes we have to correct the thing before we start. So sometimes even when we get faced with challenges, realize, okay, let me adjust myself. Because I need to be able to see this from fresh eyes, fresh ears to hear. And I need to also understand and be confident that you are with me. Understand this. The Lord is with us. No matter what we face in life, you are never, ever alone. Just because he's solid doesn't mean he's not right there. Just because he hasn't moved when you wanted to move does not mean he's not right there. See, we come across so many different challenges throughout the day, and sometimes we think God forgot us. God has forgotten you. But these challenges are going to make us strong. He's putting a demand of the anointing on your life in this season. Stop running away from your Goliath, my God. Some of you right now are running away from your Goliath. Stop running from Goliath. Face Goliath. You may be like the men of the children of Israel and the King Saul who were trained for this and for that, and you thought you had skills this and that, but sometimes you need more than your skill level to get things done. You have to learn to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him as he directs your path, no matter how much you think you know. Sometimes when it comes to the point to where you have to learn to trust him and walk with him. So we have a decision. So do we sit there and get frustrated and let the enemy beat us? Or do we take a chill and just kind of relax and do the best we can do with the situation we have? Sure, no, it wasn't going to look like hers. So there was no need for me to put that unnecessary pressure on myself either. See, you have to give you grace. You have to give yourself patience. Patient love and patience kind. All of that. But we have to make sure we can do it for ourselves. everyone is not always going to do those things for us. As much as we want it to happen, it's not always going to happen. But we have to prepare ourselves with an answer that we'll be able to give anyone that comes with the question. We have to be prepared and know where we stand with God. So, amen. All right, so I want to bring this here, this part here to you. So, in summary to the prophetic moment, understand this, face your Goliath, stop running, don't run. Running is not an option. There's no way David could have the success that he had against Goliath by running from him. He could have done like everyone else was doing, but he didn't. He rose up. He embraced the challenge. And when he did that, he was able to have success, great success. So remember, and I said this probably before, but you know, I'm going to make mention of it again. It's well worth it. In the Chinese vocabulary, the word crisis has a twofold meaning. That word crisis means terror, great danger, bad situation. But then on the other side of it is, it means great opportunity. We rob God of the opportunity sometimes of being a blessing and moving our lives because we run away from challenges. Stop running from your Goliath. Embrace the moment. Seize the moment. Go forth. Go in. No, it's not going to always go the way we want it to go. But that should not stop you from winning. That should not stop you from going forth. So, amen. So, stand your ground. Don't back down. Man it up. Woman it up. Go in. Don't let the enemy rob you any longer. Let him who steal no more. But we have to aggressively make sure that we stand our ground sometimes. We have to make those faith statement remarks, reminding ourselves as we also remind the atmosphere that it's our God who lives in us. You know, so we don't have to walk around with a statue or this and that and everybody kissing that. No, the whole thing is this. You got to know your territory. You got to know where you are. You missed your jurisdiction. Wherever you God allowed you, you have to know where you graced to operate and do. Because everyone is not operating or eligible to work in your area. Some people would just pick up and win instead of waiting for God to fit. So, amen. So, just want to give you some encouragement with that. Amen. So, also, the prophetic word, even in this moment, don't give up. Don't stop. Press. This did not surprise God, so don't let it surprise you. Challenges we know will face every day. But it's not the challenge to make a man, but it is the man who makes the challenge. So, also, in other words, too, you know, we're going to overcome this thing. We're going to beat the enemy. We're going to fight us whenever he may come bring our way because we're not going to forget who we are, forget what he does. So this is why we have to be mindful of how we serve the Lord, mindful of our attitude as we serve, mindful of what we have to say. Some things are not good to say. Some things are not good to do. But we have to do what we have to do. We have to align ourselves with the Word of God, speak the Word of God, speak the Word of life, and we have to understand this is our second language. Amen. This latest language, you know, we speak, you know, that's our second language. I should say the other way around. You know, so those of us who know how to pray in the Spirit, that becomes our second language because now we're doing something that we haven't always been doing, and now that we know the outcome or change that happened when we pray, this is what's going to be encouraging to each and every one. So stand your ground tonight. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let the enemy come against you physically. You don't have to tolerate that abuse. My God, you don't have to tolerate that abuse. Anything that's just taking advantage of you, you do not have to tolerate it. Speak to that thing. Let them know, you know, we're not doing this. And they don't be afraid to move on. Leave away. Leave the situation. You know, some people feel they're stuck in a certain situation. I don't know why I'm going here. But you, it's not over. Just because you have a setback today is your center for tomorrow. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There's nothing to stop you if you believe. So understand the favor of the Lord in operation. Understand and know that he wants you to do some great things. Amen. So as we continue to walk this walk and talk this talk, let us be mindful of how we handle God's business, how we handle people, how we handle things. Amen. So if we want to do what's pleasing to the Lord, our attitude has to be right. We can't have a funky attitude and expect God to get glory from that. No. So, amen. Amen. So, anyway, so we just wanted to share that, and we're going to start there. The prophetic moment, amen. So, remember, stand ground, don't run, face up to it, embrace it. Take your moment. If it's there for you to get it, go forth and get it. You don't have time to feel funny, but anything else, anyone else, just stay focused and do what you have. Amen. All right. So, we're going to continue tonight in part two. Amen. I'm not a God chaser. I'm not knocking the book, but I made it up. I began to meditate on that thing last week. Ministered to me on that. Amen. We are not necessarily a God chaser. Amen. But we pursue his presence. We pursue him. But, you know, we're talking about the way, as we were talking about earlier, we got to understand that the Lord wants us to follow him. He wants to follow him. He wants stuff to be ordered. No, but we have to make sure we don't want to call. And that's why even with a husband and wife, God would not bless them until they do want to call. So we have to make sure that we align ourselves to the will of God and do what does to the Lord. Not to be moved by any casual situation or thing or people, amen, but be mindful in your heart of who you're representing. Or who's speaking into your life, who's doing some great and mighty things. You know, so amen. So as we continue to go forth tonight, let's go ahead and get into the word. Amen. Let's reflect back to Psalm 91 as we start there as a base, and we're going to proceed on. Psalm 91. And we'll read it first, I think, verse 3 verses, I think so. And, but we want to get into that. Okay. All right. Psalms. Okay, so let's go to 82, I believe. Amen. Psalm 82. And, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. That's Proverbs. Okay, Psalm 91. All right. And it reads as such. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he my refuge, my strength, my God, in him will I trust. Amen. Okay, so if we can stop right there, that by itself there will kind of position us where we need to go. Understand, when you are chosen by God to do what he's called you to do, your pathway is not going to be easy. It's not. You might as well face it and understand it's not going to be easy. But God has a greater purpose he's calling you for him to. You're going to have to almost fight for that thing because he's going to come at you full force. Taking no prisoners, as we could say. He's coming straight at you. He's coming with a heart to deceive, disrupt, whatever flow that you got going up. He won't piece of it. So, amen. So, we'll see. I'm not a God chaser, but I am a abiding dweller of his presence. Yeah. So, as we continue in, amen, as we look at we look at those first few verses there, and understand that the Lord is making us to be closer to Him. He's handcrafted us to worship together, to work together. So if we were made to work together, then why can't we get in and be in unity? Why, you know, we subject ourselves to the different kind of tactics of the enemy to bring about a division in the church? We let the enemy give a bloody murder. Amen. And we have to realize that the enemy, he is not working on our behalf when he is to do what he would do. Amen. The enemy is not necessarily the enemy. But as we are challenged, the enemy is going to try to bring everything he can, use whoever he can at whatever time. So we have to be ready at all times, knowing that, you know what, he could just change his mind all of a sudden. But nevertheless, what we want to do, we have to do. But just keeping in mind, in fact, realizing that the enemy does not want you to have access to people, to things, whatever is going to help you in on this journey. That's what he wants to do. He wants to help. He wants to operate, move in that special kind of way. So as we continue to trust and deal, we are learning more and more about him, and he's learning about us, of course. And the Lord, you know, as he get direction on which way to go, what to deal with next. That's why it's an awesome thing to be in God's presence. Our body in God's presence prepares you for life. Our body in his presence maintains you through life as well. Because the enemy desires to sift you as wheat. But we have to know that he is mighty and awesome God. So, amen. So, as we continue in, amen, Psalm 51, he said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress. My God, in him I trust. That's tough because, you know, if you haven't been trusting and trusting, you know, you're walking in that type of trust and oneness with them, amen, we kind of set ourselves back in trouble. So, amen, so as the enemy begins to feed off those vibes, because he will, he's going to try to feed off, and he's going to come at you. But nevertheless, you hold your shield, your buckler, start swinging, whatever which way first, and just know that there's nothing impossible. Damn the belief. So if we continue to trust the Lord, if we continue to allow him, he will do some great and mighty things. I was thinking about trying something here, but there's a time I'm not going to be able to jump into that. But, you know, truly, we have been blessed. Yes, I don't know. With something that we see, that God is moving on our behalf, and he's giving us faith. So as we continue to go in that place, as we continue to move forward, we ask you to trust him with all your heart and work with him. Amen. As you continue to come together on accord, we're going to be challenged in different ways. So we have to learn how to also back up one another, encourage one another, stand up for one another. You know, not to, you know, give support to one another. Because sometimes we go through things, we just need somebody just to hear. Just someone just to encourage you, sometimes just to some words to let you know what, I see you. I feel you. I can relate to you right now. I know where you are, or I can understand where you come from. You know, sometimes we have to just take a moment. Yes, the schedule is full. Yes, so much on you, busting through the scenes. But just taking that moment can heal and touch someone in many different ways. All right, so I also want to say, too, if there's anyone who would like to call and have a question or comment, we need prayer. The number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the key box. Amen. All right, so we see here, once again, Psalm 91, for the moment that it is exactly what God intended for it to be. And as we continue to move in the awesome progression of the Lord, let's continue to be encouraged. Let him be built up. Let's be strengthened by him, because we understand the power of unity as we work together on one accord as we continue to be our brother and sister's keeper. If you ever seen them walk, check them. That will let people know that you do care. They're not just a number. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forth to build this work and do this work that God's called us to do, we continue to pray for the momentum of everything we, you know, that we can continue to have a good momentum in a way the momentum is working, and we want to also not be moved by the challenges, but also be encouraged by the challenges, and just know that we're not alone. God is with us. So, amen, amen. I know we kind of did a little different tonight, but, you know, God knows exactly why he's having us do what or how he's moving on purpose. So, amen. So, as we continue on, amen, let's go to, let's see. Let's go to, I think we did cover Psalm 23. But let's go to Psalm 23. I think there's something else that I wanted to spawn on. Yeah. Amen. All right. So, okay. Here it is. Okay, Psalm 23, Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restore my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hmm. Amen. All right. So let me highlight those last two, three verses. He made me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leads me in yea, though I walk through the valley, shall I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. So we keep it in mind about all the things that we have to get done. Amen. And then the God catch us and keep us through our times of busyness, that we can do this, we take care of business. Amen. That we don't allow the enemy to steal our joy. We don't allow the enemy to get us off track, because he would love to do that. Cause you miss things, and now he's trying. He doesn't care. He will do it. But nevertheless, God has given us the Nike, the Greek word for Nike, actually, the word Nike is spelled. It looks like Nike. It means have the great victory and success. You know, we want to have victory and success. But we're not speaking the right things. Sometimes we're not being patient as we wait on God. So it's going to require patience. It's going to require us waiting on God versus trusting our own abilities. So as we continue to move forward, amen, just be mindful of your surrounding, mindful of what you go forth to do. Let's not be careless going forward. The enemy can use different things to cause to be immature and really cause something greater to happen that should have never happened. Because when we lie to use our place, we forgot all about it. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forward, be encouraged. Just know that God is not forgotten. Amen. Verse 3 says, he restored my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Let me say this to that. Amen. As we continue to go forth and grow forth, we have to come to a place of sufficient self-sufficiency as well. This is a pure sign of growth or not. You know, we have people just come to church and say, "Poor we come." But we come to get clarity, understanding, you know, come to get courage, come to get all those things that we missed. We come back and get all that together in one place. So, amen. So, it was a big, you know, thing that God is allowing us now to happen for us. And, but we have to be in touch and in tune with him. We can't just take one part and just think that that's wrong with it. But yet, same time, we have to be mindful and be, you know, be real. Take care of business and do what you got to do. Amen. So as we continue to go forward, we thank God for what he's about to do, even in his word, as he continues to go in verse 3. Well, look at the good deal verse 2 says, he making me to lie down in green pastures. Green pastures is symbolic for peace. It's symbolic for, you know, harmony, you know. It's a natural thing that's happening. Amen. So when we go forth under that, in that mold, we are preparing ourselves for some things. We're keeping our minds ready. Amen. That's not necessarily the time to do whatever. So we got to follow him step by step, because we don't know what was what sometimes, but we have to learn to trust the Lord that even if we don't talk to a person on this earth, that by our relationship with him, that he will let us know, and we will stand firm to what we believe. So, amen. So continue to press your way through, not allow the challenges of the enemy to stop you from growing, to stop you from moving, to stop you from having the greatness of the Lord, experiencing the greatness of God. Amen. Sometimes we just go through life just because it's kind of aimless and it is what it is. But no. Sometimes these places won't see you, how you're going to handle success. How you're going to, just try to keep it all to yourself, or you're going to hire someone else to help you. The aim is always looking for good possible candidates. There's cause, looking to see what causes some things to happen. But we know why certain things happen, amen. But we're going to continue in that and knowing that we do have family, amen. And we continue to trust the Lord that no matter what comes our way, we're going to stand and we're going to stick it out. So, amen. So as we continue to show our children these things, and we kind of bring reference to them, hiding from them is not going to get it. They're going to learn what they're going to learn, even out of your presence. So as we continue to go forward, be encouraged, knowing that no matter what the enemy tries to do, he cannot stop a train. Amen. We can't stop a train. We have to follow and submit ourselves to God and get it done. Amen. 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 So, amen. Do we have another call? All right. So anyway, as we continue in that, amen. If you, whoever's trying to speak, if you can definitely continue to fight through, amen. We will definitely try to patch back through ourselves, amen. Amen. So amen. So we continue to try and stay on top of things as much as possible. Sometimes it is what it is, but nevertheless, we try to make sure that we keep something that's only enjoyable. Amen. So, amen. Thank you for that. Amen. All right. The next verse I wanted to highlight and look at right quick was All right. Okay. All right. Let's deal with Let me say this. The Lord wants us to perform John 20 and 20. Building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. These are the times, the symptoms of that time there. That the enemy's just trying to set things up, trying to attack. But we have to not be moved by it. We have to know and we cannot walk in fear. The enemy's going to try to. He's going to do it. He's going to try to. But the thing is, no weapon formed against you is possible. You got to know what you know and know that you do it. So, as we continue in it, let's continue to learn and understand one another. It makes no sense for us to be in a certain place and not get the first service because we don't know what we're talking about. We don't really trust the person supposed to lead it. But even that, too. We have to be open for change. But sometimes things don't get or come out of the way you expected, or people set up at that moment is different. And we have to go a different direction to get on track. But amen. We just have to continue to stay strong and meaningful, as far as our purpose. And just know that he's going to be with us always. So, amen. I thank God for each and every one. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening tonight. You just kind of taking it all in. But we're going to shift. Amen. And we just ask you to cover and do what you do. So, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your time tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for all things that have been said and done. Thank you for showing us, Lord God, how to trust you and how not to lean to our understanding. But as we continue to do that, Lord, we thank you right now for change, for the absence of change taking place. Amen, amen. So as we take precautions, as we take our wisdom, use wisdom to help us lead us in God's own truth, let us continue to hold fast our confession of faith. So amen. So as we continue to be positive and have a good influence on our lives and those connected around us, people will definitely invite you back. Amen. They want you to come back. Because sometimes people just want to skip the reality of their world and just allow you to come into it. And if we don't be sensitive to that, we can wreck things before they even get started. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forward, amen. Thank God for all those soccer moms out there, ones who just go on and keep it this right. So, when he comes home, amen, it's just all good. So, amen. So, amen. Glory to God. All right. So, amen. At this point here, one is during the shift. Amen. Amen. So, as we continue to go forth in our scripture, let's continue to pray. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now for your word tonight. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for truth tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, for those who are listening. Touch their hearts for those who may have a question, who may want to say something, speak. Add to, Lord God, your clarity. Lord, let them come forth in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you right now for moving on their behalf in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that as we continue to go forth, that we found favor in your sight, oh God. Thank you for favor. Thank you for favor. Amen. So praise God for the change, for the shift. Amen. For how things work out today. Amen. So no matter what, how things may come, but our trust is in the Lord all our heart. Lean not to our understanding. All our ways acknowledge him. He shall direct our paths. Amen. As we continue to trust his power, he's laid out to the head. Everyone has their own way of doing it. Amen. So we're going to continue in that. We're going to trust the Lord and just trust and what he's saying, he's speaking at this time. So, glory to God. Amen. All right, so amen. There's, I just want to also go back to the teaching for a second as well. He made us to lie down on green pastures. Listen here, understand this. We were not built to be stressed out. As much as we love, we all love one another. But bottom line is we all need a home. We all need a time to shout to the Lord. Give us due to the time that we work. Whatever it takes for us to be successful, that's what we do. So, amen. So, that's what we do. So, be encouraged, mindful. And happy birthday to those who are celebrating today. And those individuals. Thank God for you. And may you continue to be blessed this weekend. And you continue to do some great things for the Lord. All right, God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Amen. Amen.
Let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. Oh, bless you, Jesus. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sweet spirit. come the morning leaves.
Come the morning leaves.
Let your anointing.
Like a cool dude that jumps on everybody.
If you really want it tonight.